For those who don't know me, I'm Dave. I say these days I'm Dave, the founder of Points for Purpose. I couldn't say that 6 months ago. Tonight I wanted to, firstly just to thank to Jen who invited me to speak tonight. I find it to be a real honour to be able to talk about something that I'm really passionate about. So tonight what I wanted to do was just take you through the journey of what Points for Purpose is. And where I fit within it, and what my passions are, and what my strengths are, and how that helps me do what I do. And before we move on, Points for Purpose is a movement that I've created that helps anybody create a direct difference with loyalty points. So about 14 months ago, I quit and sold out of a company that I'd founded 5 years prior. And I gave myself permission to look at life in a different way. And I gave myself permission to look at life through my strengths and through my passions. I'd created a great company, but I wasn't happy doing what I was doing. And so after a challenging exit of the company, I picked up and went on about 3 months of just traveling to lots of underprivileged countries. So I headed over to, took a surfboard and a backpack, and I headed over to Sri Lanka, and then I went to Papua New Guinea, and then I went to Cambodia. And so during that time, I just gave myself permission just to be free and just to think and not put any challenges on myself based on who I am or who I was or what people's expectations or assumptions of who Dave Drury was. And there was one day I was sitting out in the surf and I looked up to the, as I often do, that's my church is in the ocean. And I sat out in the ocean, I was just like, what am I doing? Not what am I doing, what am I going to do? What do you want me to do? And four words came into my mind and they didn't leave and they haven't left since. And it was peace, love, happiness and kindness. And from that moment, I made a decision to let those four values guide the decisions that I make. The people that I hang out with, the things that I choose to do in life as a work decision or as a social decision, all base themselves around those four values. Now, stepping back about 2 years ago, I met Brett for the first time. And back then, you know, I'm a now 43-year-old. As a 40-year-old, or 41-year-old, I went to Brett thinking, you know, I had some problems. And my problems were that I didn't really know what my strengths were. I didn't really know what my passions were. I had limiting beliefs and all this kind of stuff. But I thought, I'm going to go to Brett. He's going to tell me what to do. We're going to do it. Rose. It wasn't that easy. And it took quite a while for me to really explore who I was and what my strengths were, what my limiting beliefs were, what my passions were. And then following that, it gave me the opportunity to really think about what position I can have in life to let these things shine and to let my passion shine. And today I think I like everyone in the room, I'm still learning about why I'm here, what God's wants me to do, and what my position in the world is. But when my mind was free, it enabled me to actually start to create things that are more create things that are more around purpose and not profit. So the last 20 years of my corporate career had been all about profit. And then once I'd left, it became about purpose. And when I look back, to what my strengths are, these four here are all about relationships. So I love people and I love making people be the best version of themselves that I can. But I also love finding problems and solving them. And so in September of 2016, last year, I was up at my mother-in-law's place and I was just looking at Facebook this one night And there was a guy that I used to work with who was in London 10 years prior. Hadn't seen or heard from this guy for a long time, and something came up on Facebook and it said, I have 68,000 frequent flyer points that I need to get rid of in 3 days' time. Who wants them? And I looked at the thread, and there was a whole, and he's from the UK, and he said to my Australian, New Zealand friends, that. And I looked at it and went, oh, wow. And I looked at the thread of other people, and everyone's going, oh, if I have to, I could do this, and I could do this, and I could do that. And I looked at it and said, I just wrote back and I said, look, I don't think anyone needs any more crap in their life. Why don't we give them to the underprivileged? And he came back and said, Dave, do you have a charity in mind? And I said, no, I don't, but I, you know, let me look at it. Anyway, with 68,000 frequent flyer points, I jumped on the Qantas store and I looked at what you could buy. And there's electricals and there's all these different things. And I started to let myself just escape to who was underprivileged and who was doing it tougher than most people were. And it was just at the back of winter. And I thought about homeless people, and I thought about how tough it is and how cold it is and how just desperate it is. And I jumped onto the outdoor side of the Qantas site and started to see sleeping bags. And with 68,000 frequent flyer points, I could have bought 13 10 to 15 degree bags, but I thought, if I'm going to sleep on the streets, I don't want an okay night's sleep, I want an awesome night's sleep. I want the best warm night's sleep that I can get. And instead of getting lots, I got 5 0-degree sleeping bags. And then I went, oh, this is cool, but now I've got to do something with them. What am I going to do? And then I knew that I wanted to give them to a homeless person, but I'm not in no position. I'm not at the front line of charities that know who to give them to. I might give it to this person and that person gets, you know, bashed or whatever because that person's got a sleeping bag or whatever. So that opened up a whole can of worms for me. I rang a number of charities. I rang Brett and said, do you know anyone that needs? I spoke to Steph Allen. I spoke to a lot of different people and just wanted to know, would a 0-degree sleeping bag be something that's worthwhile to others? Then I decided, well, if I've got these sleeping bags, I need to know whether this is a good bag to sleep in. So I used a sleeping bag and I slept out the back of my house one night, and I focused and I channeled as much as I could on what it would be like to sleep in the city. And in the comforts of my backyard, it was really, really nice, but it was really sad. It was really easy for me in that backyard. But the end of that night made me realize that being in that sleeping bag was a very warm night's sleep. So as we move forward, I posted that I'd slept in the backyard and that I was thinking about homelessness. And then Steph Allen down at Platform 9 had said to me, there's a person who lives in Como who could do with a sleeping bag. It turned out that the person who was the first person that I gave my sleeping bag to was a guy that lived probably about 200 or 300 meters from my house. So, I went down and I met this guy called Mac, and Mac had a hard life, and I gave him a sleeping bag, and he just thought it was Christmas. He thought it was the best thing that he'd seen, and I spent 2 hours with him. I learned about, you know, the hardship that he'd had in his life and that he'd been living where he was for 10 months, and I came back and I jumped onto Facebook and I wrote this post about the experience that I just had. And within about a day, I had about 25 other people that said, I've got points, I'll give a bag. And so a movement started very, very quickly. People love the story, love the idea, and love that we could use waste, because most people have points in some way, shape or form, but they don't use them. So there's people who've got millions of points, and that's great, and use those points. And points for purpose isn't about saying, I want people to give me everything, you know, give me all your points. Points of purpose is about saying, consider using your excess or points that you're not going to use or points that you actually know that you're going to use in a way that is going to make a direct difference. So about 4 weeks in, someone within the community had told someone in SBS that there was this guy who was doing something really cool, and they rang me up and said, you know, we want to do a national story. So within about 4 or 5 weeks, I was on the national news down at, every Tuesday I go down to Coco's, which is down in Woolloomooloo. I meet with a charity down there and hand out bags. So they came down, they shot the story, and it's just kind of escalated from then. I think more than anything, going back to like what Jen said, you know, my piece of string, I had no idea. All I'd done was give myself permission to just hear what God wanted me to do. And I still don't know what I'm going to do, but this is screaming at me pretty loud and clear, and it's something that gives me more reward than I've done in a long time. Now, when I started looking at the stats, there is 55,000 charities in Australia alone. In Australia, UK, the total between Australia, the UK, New Zealand, Canada, and America, there's 1.5 million charities. And when I started to think about that, I thought there's 1.5 million charities who are all asking people for the same dollar. They're all competing for the same dollar. The difference with points for purpose is that it's waste. People don't know that they can do something, make a direct difference with points that they sit in their wallet or they just don't use at all. Now, when I started to look into the points value in 2015 that was wasted, it was $60 billion, not of the points used, of the points that no one did anything with. So I strongly believe that I can change the world. And when I say that to people, they go, what? But when I break down the sums, it makes sense. You know, when I was a 12-year-old, all I wanted to do was build my own house. And there's a few people in the room here who've seen that I'm still going, but it's taken about 5 years and I've built my own house. So if I can build my own house and have a dream as a 12-year-old, there is absolutely no reason in my mind why I can't change the state of the world through points for purpose. So the vision I've got is to enable anyone, anywhere, at any time to use any points to make a direct difference to any purpose. So at the moment, we're helping homeless people. We're looking at the homeless agenda and saying, how can we help? And at the moment, I've chosen sleeping bags, but sleeping bags is great for rough sleepers, but homelessness is much broader than rough sleepers. Beyond homelessness, I want the future vision of where I see points for purpose helping is that the whole of Cronulla decide that they want to put their points together, and we're going to aggregate them all, we're going to put them through this engine, and we're going to buy a desalination water plant that we can put off India, and we can help 250,000 people with fresh water every day. That's where this can go. So I just wanted to take you through. There's a few slides here. I won't get into the details of the people, but this is Mac, the first guy that we helped. I have him on, I get calls from him every now and then. He was down in the park again recently. We gave him the bag, and then he got it put into a house, and then unfortunately he's not in the house again, and I helped him out again just recently in a recent storm. This guy Rick is a guy I met in King's Cross, and he was just like anyone else in this room. He was a senior manager of a big hotel chain down in Melbourne, and his wife got sick, and he decided to take time off work and be with his wife because he didn't know whether she was going to get better or worse, and she passed, and he lost it. And he didn't know what to do with himself and went onto the streets. 2 years later, I met him. And he left Melbourne. He didn't want to let any of his family or friends or anyone that knew him, because he was a guy, and guys don't do that. And fortunately, I had an opportunity to meet Rick. And it's not because of me at all, but what I did provide him was with a warm night's sleep. And when you have a warm night's sleep, you're able to think better. And with other people, we're able to give him some of the clothes he needed to go and have an interview, and the confidence that he needed to believe in himself again, and to help him be the best version of himself for that day. About 2 weeks after we met, he got a job, and he's back climbing back up into life again. Bill is a really sad story. He was a product of a really challenging childhood that used to get, beaten and burnt and you know, things put out on him and that kind of stuff. And you know, when I meet these people, I feel a real sense of I was going to say sorrow, but I feel a sense of pride more than anything else, because I get to step into some really sacred moments of people's lives. And whilst I'm getting the opportunity to give someone something really simple for us, that means that something really, you know, it's really small, it means the world to a person like this that may not have got through the next night. And then Paul, this is really challenging for me. So when I did the SBS interview, Paul was a guy that I got to meet, and he did the interview. He did the interview with us, and he was on SBS as well, and he got a sleeping bag, and he was doing it tough. And for about 3 months, I got to see Paul, and we nodded and we waved, and we knew of each other's presence. We weren't friends, but we knew of each other. And then in January this year, he got stabbed to death on the streets. So in building a movement, I find it a real honor to be able to share, you know, something that's come into my life, to be able to change the lives of other people. And I guess the leadership side of it is, you know, I'm aiming for putting desalination plants off India and changing the face of homelessness for the world and stopping animal cruelty and fixing up the environment, all that kind of stuff. That's where I want to go with all of this. And it's big and bold. But in order to do that, all I've done, like I'm no one special compared to anyone else in the planet. All I've done is seen an opportunity and decided to act on it. And if you go to my Facebook page or to Instagram or to the website, or if you get if you donate a bag or things like that, I create these little images for people just to, you know, if someone gives a bag, I create them a name. And I let them know that every single bag that has made up these letters are bags that have been given to homeless people. And it's been incredible, you know, like but Points for Purpose has got a lot of people interested in it and thinking about the way that they think about homelessness again. You know, the filters of, if they were there, maybe they're there now. And the way that I think about the person who's on the street, I may not say anything to them, but the way that I think about them when I see them is different to the way that I thought about them the day before I heard about Points for Purpose. And so within the movement, I'm getting a lot of people who are just offering their services or their creativity or their themselves to be able to spread the word, to be able to tell people to about Points for Purpose, about giving, donating their bags, and you know, creating me websites and writing copy for me. And someone wrote me a song, wrote Points for Purpose a song. And this isn't, I take deep pride in where it is, and it's only 6 months down the track. And you know, I can't remember the latest stats. We've given out about 115 bags. We've provided more than 4,000 warm nights sleep. We are launching in Wellington in three or four weeks. And it's exciting. Like, it's amazing. We're changing people's lives. This little kid here, Lockie, is a kid from Canberra whose mum told me that he saves up his pocket money all the time and puts it into a tin and then went and bought a sleeping bag and gave it to a homeless person on the street in Canberra. So he was a little hero one day. And today. So what I wanted to do, the next step with this is that, I'm learning every day. I've come from a I think I probably would have called myself an entrepreneur when I was in the profit world, and now I would probably call myself, probably not that, but it's, if it was somewhere in the entrepreneur world, it was that I solved a lot of problems for a lot of businesses and helped a lot of people be a lot more profitable than what they were. But now I'm still solving a lot of problems, and this is one of them. But I feel that the impact that I'm having now is that I'm making a real change to humanity, and hopefully inspiring other people to do it too. What I wanted to show you now is so the song that I mentioned to you, when we got the news of Paul, I spoke to a friend of mine who's a singer-songwriter in New Zealand, and he's done a lot of copywriting and a lot of work for Points for Purpose. And when I told him about that, his way of doing what he does is to write a song. And with SBS's support and with a couple of people in New Zealand who are studying videography at university, we've put a music clip together. We're launching it on March 19. And I wanted to share it with you. If I can.
Dreams lift you off the ground.
that wraps up my my talk, and I just thank you for giving me the time to inform you of what I'm doing and the change that Points for Purpose is making. We're only at very humble beginning, so you know, if you want to join the community, we're very active on Facebook and Instagram, and at the moment that song, I'm just trying to build up as much awareness as I possibly can. If you go into Facebook Points for Purpose, there's a campaign that we're running at the moment, which is just asking people to help support just by sharing their Facebook friends or their Twitter friends, so we can get the word out to as many people as possible. That's it.